Amongst India's minority communities, the Bohra Muslims are often held up as a paragon of assimilation. This merchant community is known to be enterprising, fair-minded, and very progressive. Most Bohra families are small, everyone is educated, and encouraged to go into business for themselves, including the women. In fact, in Mumbai, there are communal kitchens that deliver two meals every day to every Bohra home, so that the woman of the house can focus on work or activities outside the kitchen. Which is not to say that they're not bound by tradition. Going to the mosque is a requirement, as is tithing. Meals are shared over a large plate, and even businesses are governed by a religious law that prevents the collection of interest. Since 1981, their clothing is also under the purview of the Saidna, their religious leader, who heads the 2 million strong sect from Mumbai. Lately, though, there's been an issue that's been making a lot of them uncomfortable.
Female genital circumcision, as we call it, or female genital cutting, and this is something that is very rampantly happening in the Bohra community of India. Apparently, FGC is a rite of passage that every Bohra girl has to go through. And obviously, none of us ever spoke about it, so no one knew about it. And anyways, I don't think a 7-year-old child is aware of what exactly a clitoris is.
This is Insia Dariwala. She's invoked vitriol from her community because she's been speaking out against their tradition of female genital circumcision. For a lot of Bohra girls, when they are 7 years old, the prepuce or clitoral hood is cut off. It's a ritual that involves only the women, and because it deals with genitals and modesty, girls are generally instructed to not talk about it.
When a Bohri girl is not cut, she's not considered clean, she's not considered a good girl. All the backlash that I've been seeing, a few men have told me that if you're not circumcised, then you're a slut. There are lots of women who also perpetuate the same thought. They feel that you become promiscuous later on.
Dariwala is a filmmaker who runs Sahyo, an NGO for Bohra women. Sahyo in Gujarati means girlfriends, and it's on this platform that Dariwala and her 4 co-founders decided to address the practice called khatna, an issue that she sees as a violation of a child's rights, a form of child abuse. According to the World Health Organization, khatna in any form is a type 1 female genital mutilation and is a crime. The NGO Sahyo has conducted a small online survey this year and found that 80% of the 385 women who responded from across the world had been circumcised. Arifa Johri is one of the co-founders of Sahyo. She points out that while her own circumcision happened at someone's home, others' experiences vary from being taken to a traditional healer or a doctor in a hospital. Their experiences have differed, but across the board, the stories indicate that it was definitely not by consent. 67% of the survey's respondents said their mothers made the decisions for them. Others said it could be aunts or grandmothers. Either way, Johri says it's a secret tradition that hurts.
If the child is not prepared, if you're being held down and you're being, you know, it's an experience of sexual assault for many women. And if the child is trying to resist, more gets cut sometimes. And we don't even know how often that happens, because that's something, again, that you need to research.
Similarly, Dariwala in her work came across stories of how some women remember having to wear diapers for months. Others are still seeking therapy for post-traumatic stress. Still others don't remember it at all. Most had never spoken of it before. As Dariwala continued to research, she found that there's no real religious position to support this practice, though the clergy says the practice is 1400 years old. More troubling to her, though, she said there are no precise medical guidelines.
There is a certain rule and a law that you follow on how much should be cut and how much should not. Now, we want to know, well, what is that? You know, where is that written? And are these cutters trained? All they have to their credit is experience, but experience based on what?
As to why this social norm has continued for centuries, Dariwala found that the reasoning flip-flopped according to the situation.
There was one school of thought that openly, and these are people who have openly told us, that we do this so that the female's desires for sex can be curtailed. Now there is a new argument around it, that, oh, what we do is clitoral unhooding, and that is good because it enhances the sexual pleasure of a girl. But then which 7-year-old girl wants her sexual pleasures to be enhanced at 7?
In 2011, an anonymous internet petition asked the clergy to stop FGM in the Bohra community. In 2012, Australian authorities arrested 3 people for performing khatna on 2 young girls who were convicted and they were convicted in December 2015. As a result, in Sydney and places in the UK, United States and Canada, local Bora leadership has recommended that where the law of the land explicitly forbids it, the community must respect that and stop Khatna. So in December 2015, Sahyo's co-founders, along with 12 other women, started a fresh petition addressing the government of India to ban the practice by law. The petition has grown to include signatures from more than 50,000 people across the world. But in Mumbai, the clergy has stood by the tradition. That's a recording of the community's global head, the Sayyidna. Here's Jory to explain what's happening.
In April, the Sayyidna made a speech in Mumbai in a mosque, and he didn't use the word Khatna. He didn't talk about it openly. He said some things that seemed to many people who were there as a clear reference to Khatna, because he said things like the act must be done, it should be done openly for boys and discreetly for girls, and it is something that the Prophet has spoken about, and the Prophet would never say anything that would harm the community or harm its people. And who are they to tell us this is harmful? Who are they to tell us not to do?
To listeners, there was no question the act he was talking about was Khatna, and the they was not just international authorities but also Sahyo. Still, it spurred people to pay more attention. It started conversations. Women who'd never discussed it with each other began to talk about it, to question it. And men who were not generally part of the conversation on female genital circumcision suddenly began to pay attention as well. A man we're going to call Anis said the more he researched the tradition in his own community, the more he found it was not what it seemed.
It's not an Islamic practice. I mean, none of the other Muslim communities practice this. So obviously it became apparent that there's nothing Islamic about this, and it's just more of a Bori thing.
Anis spoke to us on the condition of anonymity, not to protect himself, but to shield his family from social and professional ostracism, he said. When Anis started to read up on it, he found that FGM was condemned by the World Health Organization as a human rights violation. Despite arguments and persuasion, he was not able to stop his daughter's Khatna. His mother and wife took her while he was at work. His parents still don't see his point of view, he says, but his wife has come around. And he thinks that not only is legislation necessary in India, but Bora men have to stop turning a blind eye to the practice as well.
And nothing is going to come from within the community, but at least if the men of the house, the fathers, if they stand up and say that this is not going to happen to my daughter, and that'll make a lot of difference.
Until that happens, a handful of Boras continue to raise their voice and initiate dialogue around a very private, long-standing cultural tradition, which is now a taboo. Chavi Sachdev for DW in Mumbai, India.